clothes, even for a dinner party at home with one other couple. Anne can't focus on the conversation around her. She tunes it out and stares at the carved marble fireplace, exactly like the one in her own living dining room on the other side of the common wall that Anne and Marco share with Cynthia and Graham. They live in attached brick row houses, typical of this city in upstate New York, solidly built in the late 19th century. All the houses in the row are similar, Italianate, restored, expensive, except that Anne and Marco's is at the end of the row, and each reflects slight differences in decoration and taste. Each one is a small masterpiece. Anne reaches clumsily for her cell phone on the dining table and checks the time. It is almost 1 o'clock in the morning. She'd checked on the baby at midnight. Marco had gone to check on her at 12:30. Then he'd gone out for a cigarette on the back patio with Cynthia, while Anne and Graham sat rather awkwardly at the littered dining table, making stilted conversation. She should have gone out to the backyard with them. There might have been a breeze. But she hadn't, because Graham didn't like to be around cigarette smoke, and it would have been rude, or at least inconsiderate, to leave Graham there all alone at his own dinner party.